Welcome to the Done on Sunday podcast, a self-improvement podcast that's all about making your Sundays count. I'm your host, Tiffany Lewis, founder of Propel Virtual Solutions, a digital marketing company, home of the Copy Shop, and Taylor and Jesse, a stationery company. In this show, we dive into a mix of topics that matter, from entrepreneurship and relationships to self-care and all the latest pop culture trends. Think of this as your weekly chat with your BFF, who's got your back on your journey to self-improvement. So grab your favorite beverage, relax, and get ready to make the most of your Sundays with Done on Sunday. Let's dive in. Y'all, we made it. This is the final episode of season 2 of Done on Sunday. And not just that, but this is officially our 50th episode. I need y'all to sit with that for a second because this podcast launched on December 7th, 2023. And in just a year and some change, we've hit a major milestone. 50 episodes of conversations, lessons, laughs, and real talk. And the fact that y'all have been rocking with me on this journey, like, I honestly don't take that lightly. Let me try not to cue the tears here, because that really means a lot to me. So today we're looking back at season 2, the themes, the lessons, the numbers, because y'all showed up. Like, my listeners, y'all are the real ones. Y'all are the VIPs, and I appreciate you all so, so much. And I also just want to give you a little sneak peek of what's coming next for Done on Sunday, okay? So let's get into it. Season 2 in review. The themes that stood out. Now, this season, I feel like we covered so much, even with all the breaks. I will say that this season was very hard for me. It was a purely solo season, which means that all the episodes are just me. I knew I was trying to get to this 50 number. I believe we ended with 30 or 35 in season 1. So that's quite a few episodes for me to do. All by myself every single week. I took a break during the winter, and then I had another break because I was purely just kind of tired, overwhelmed, and burnt out with all the changes that were happening in my life. So this season, even with all the breaks, we covered so much, and we had a few recurring things come up. So the first one was burnout and rest. So that conversation was just so real because honestly, I was experiencing it in real time, but because so many of us are running on fumes, especially right now, and we need to just give ourselves permission to rest without guilt. That was the number one theme and what I hope you take away from this season, if nothing else. The second theme that was recurring was transitions and growth. Now, you know, whether it's a new month, a new season, or just a shift in life, we talked about how to embrace change instead of fearing it and how to lean into that change for the best or optimal growth and in order to be your best self, to show up as your best self. And the third theme that came up was prioritizing what matters. From business to relationships to faith, this season reminded us that we don't have to do everything. We just need to focus on what truly aligns with where we're headed. So again, those themes that came up repeatedly this season were burnout and rest, how to rest without guilt, transitions and growth, how to embrace the season you're in, and prioritizing what matters, how to truly just stay focused on what aligns with where we're headed. So looking back, I want you to run through the list and let me know what your favorite episode was from this season and if it fell into any of the recurring themes that I just shared. DM me, tag me. I'd really love to know what resonated with you the most. Now, let's talk about the numbers, okay? Let's talk about the impact this season made, because I was truly blown away looking at the numbers and seeing how y'all showed up for your girl. So we had 139 unique listeners tuning in. The podcast was downloaded 227 times this season. And our most listened to months were October and February. So y'all were really here for those fall and winter vibes, and whatever was happening in our lives then, like, y'all really resonated with those messages. And get this. Now, this is always my favorite part, is to see where everyone is tuning in from. And I was blown away in season one. And this season, I was equally blown away with where you all are listening from. And you all are tuning in from literally all over the world. So here's the breakdown of where our listeners are. In the US, we have about 82% of our audience. Germany, 8% of our audience. The UK, 4%. Australia, 2%. France and Spain, 1%. And Japan, 1%. Now, Japan is new on the map. I also believe France and Spain are new on the map, and maybe even Australia. So I am just so excited. Like, this is a global podcast. Done on Sunday is a global podcast. And I have absolutely earned the right to say that because of you. And that is wild to me. So whether you're listening from the US or across the world, I really, truly want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up each and every week. So that brings me to our last topic here for today's final episode of season two. I'm really trying not to cry, you guys, because this is just like, I know that I've researched the numbers and looked back at the episodes to see what resonated the most. And I've had time to sit with this for quite a while, but just like saying it out loud is really just doing something to my emotions. So let me let you know what's coming next. And then I can go and like have my little celebratory cry after I press stop on the recording. So anyway, what's coming next season? So season three is already in the works. And let me tell you, it's going to be even better. Like, can it get any better? Yes, yes, it can. So here's a little teaser. More guests. We're bringing in parenting experts, business coaches, marriage experts to add even more depth to our conversations. I really loved having guests on in season one, and I want to do more of that in season three. And I really wanted to bring on experts and people in a variety of fields that can kind of speak to the seasons that we're all in. And, you know, I've had 2 seasons worth of data to kind of just go through and see what episodes resonated the most. And that is how I'm choosing the guests. And if you are someone who wants to show up on the podcast and you want to share your story, or you have something to teach our global listeners, then I invite you to fill out the guest interest form that is in the show notes and come on to the show. I'm also going to be bringing you more real talk. So, of course, we're going to keep having these honest, unfiltered conversations about navigating life's highs and lows. This is actually therapeutic for me. As long as I put off hosting a podcast, I honestly didn't know like what it would do for me in terms of my own like personal and mental health growth. And so spiritual growth, all the growth, physical growth, everything, because I do get some ideas when I'm out on my walks. But this has just been phenomenal for me in terms of growth. And so I really, truly hope, well, by the numbers, I'm assuming that it's also been really phenomenal for your growth as well. And so I just want to keep having these very raw, unfiltered conversations about all the things, and, you know, bring in some experts to help us do that as well. We are going to continue to take deep dives into personal growth and business. You know, I love breaking things down in a way that's practical and actionable. So expect more of that. The Done on Sunday actions will stay here. And so I really do hope that you guys are listening to these episodes and taking these small, actionable, bite-sized things away with you every week and truly just like leaning into doing those Done on Sunday steps. And then lastly, we're going to keep the Ask Me Anything episodes because y'all love those and so do I. And so they're here to stay for a really long time. Now this season, I tried out a phone number. So instead of filling out the Ask Me Anything form, I tried out calling in to leave a voicemail so that I could include like real-time voice questions on the show. And I don't know if I promoted that in the best way possible, but I would really love to have like your voice on the show. And so I'm going to promote that call-in link, voicemail link, pretty heavily for season 3 so that I can have a little bit more variety of voices on the show. You can kind of ask your question pre-recorded, but it'll feel like it's in real time. And then, you know, I'll answer it on the show. And I may even try video. Now, we are trying to grow our YouTube channel. And so some of the episodes, if not all, probably not all, but some of them might even be video. And I might just try it out with the Ask Me Anything episodes. I think that would be a really fun way to include the audience and kind of give it more energy and more life. So lots of things to look forward to. And I really am just still thinking about this is the end of season 2, episode 50. And I'm just really soaking that in. And I do truly, truly want to say thank you for being a part of this journey. Thank you for making Done on Sunday what it is. And if this podcast has spoke to you, resonated with you, blessed you, made you cry, made you laugh, made you smile in any way, I want you to do me a favor and share the podcast with someone who needs it. I want to keep growing this community together, and I can only do that with your help. I'll be taking a short break before season 3 kicks off, but don't worry, I'll still be popping up on socials and sharing updates. So make sure that you follow Done on Sunday on Instagram so that you can stay tuned to all the updates there. And I cannot wait to see y'all for season 3. Until then, take care, stay intentional, and as always, make the most of your Sundays. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Done on Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the show. If so, leave a rating, and if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and follow the show so you don't miss out on any episodes. If you'd like to be a guest or have any topic ideas, check out the link in the show notes and let us know. While you're there, don't forget to grab any resources mentioned during the show. And lastly, be sure to connect on socials at Done on Sunday. Can't wait to chat with you next week.